Dreamliner disassembly. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner has been in service since 2011, with most of the fleet less than 15 years old. However, a series of 787s with minimal or zero commercial service have been sent for dismantling over the past 2 years due to the global aerospace supply chain crisis. A post-pandemic parts shortage, combined with manufacturer production backlogs and a young 787 fleet, has created a market where scrapping a nearly new widebody is a rational financial decision. The demand for spare parts has increased significantly, making individual components more valuable than the aircraft as a whole. In early 2026, a Boeing 787-8 Dreamliner with only 13 flight hours was sent to the scrapyard at Roswell International Air Center in New Mexico. The aircraft had never carried a single paying passenger and was originally built for Royal Air Maroc but did not find a viable commercial operator. The math that sent it to the scrapyard was straightforward, with the two engines alone carrying a half-life market valuation of approximately $20 million each. Adding landing gear, avionics, and other major components pushed the estimated parts value to between $50 and $56 million. As a complete aircraft, N-947BA was difficult to sell due to its complicated history and no operating track record. However, as parts, it was worth more than it had ever been worth whole. This trend is expected to continue as the demand for spare parts continues to drive the market. The decision to scrap a virtually new aircraft only makes economic sense when individual components are worth more than the aircraft they are attached to. The shift towards a more parts-based economy highlights the need for sustainable supply chain management in the aerospace sector. This trend is not limited to the Boeing 787, but is expected to impact other aging fleets as well. As manufacturers continue to prioritize production and maintenance, the value of individual components will only increase. The aerospace industry faces significant challenges in maintaining aging fleets, particularly when it comes to supply chain management. The crisis has exposed weaknesses in the system, which must be addressed to ensure the continued operation of critical infrastructure. As the demand for spare parts continues to rise, manufacturers and operators must adapt to a new reality where individual components are more valuable than entire aircraft.